Nicholas gave that little snicker of his, and they returned to the settle to complete unfinished business. Absalom was back again. "Allison, dearest, that one kiss has fired such love in me that I shan't sleep a wink without you kiss me again." "Oh, make him be quiet, Nicholas," hissed Allison, and Nicholas smirked. Going to the window, he called through the shutters, "This must be the last, dear heart. Now close your eyes, won't you? You may kiss me now." And edging onto the windowsill, he proffered Absalom the seat of his pants. Absalom was waiting for him. He had been to the forge and heated a branding iron in the blacksmith's fire. Now he stood brandishing it like the devil with his pitchfork. And as Nicholas' trousers came through the window, Absalom lunged. They heard the scream in Banbury. Up in his barrel, the carpenter woke to hear a noise very like the end of the world, and Nicholas's voice yelling, "Water! Water!" as he galloped round the room and fell over the settle. "It's come! The rains have come!" thought Oswald, and cut through the ropes, tying his barrel to the roof, thinking to float away. He dropped like a stone, right on top of the settle, and his wife, and the lodger. The cat, who had been sleeping in Oswald's lap, gave a yowl and leapt out of the window. It found the street full of neighbors tumbling out of their beds and out of their doors to find the cause of the commotion. The neighbors found Oswald, Nicholas, and Allison, the settle, a barrel, and a plentiful supply of bread and cheese, all squandered in a heap. The carpenter was shrieking, "It's the end of the world! Swim for your lives!" A trickle of smoke was still rising from the seat of the lodger's trousers.